子者，神农时与师也。浮水欲以教神农，能入火自烧，往往至昆仑山上。地址：西王母十世中，随风雨上下。炎帝少女追之，亦得仙俱去。至高星时，复为与师。今之与师，本是焉。袅袅赤诗，飘飘少女，接手翻飞，仍然双举。纵身长风，何以悬浮。妙达转坎，作反思语。
Ji Kun Su, a contemporary of the Red Emperor, was a magician and rainmaker. He pulverized crystals and gave them to the Red Emperor as medicine. Often he went to the Kunlun Mountains and stayed in the goddess Siwanmu's caves. He ascended to the mountain tops by riding the wind, and he descended the mountains with the rain. The youngest daughter of the Red Emperor fell in love with Qi, and following him became a sorceress. Both of them disappeared. In the reign of Emperor Ku, the great grandson of the Yao Emperor, Qi reappeared as the rain god, Yu Shi. This is how the rain gods began.
Ma Shi Huang 者，皇帝时马衣也。知马行身，此之枕至之遮御。后有龙，下象之垂耳张口。皇曰：“此龙有病，知我能治。”乃针其唇下，口中以甘草汤应之，而愈后数数有病龙出，其颇告而求治之。一旦龙复黄而去，师皇点马，就无残次。今感群龙树间殊泪，灵求报得迷灵贤佩。朕要天汉灿有一位。
Horse Master Huang was a veterinarian specializing in horses. He knew well how to determine a horse's health and could predict its lifespan. Once he committed to treating a sick horse, he would always succeed in healing it. One day, he was visited by a dragon. The dragon bowed its head toward him and exposed the inside of its mouth. "This dragon is ill, and it knows that I can help," said Fan. Fan performed acupuncture on the dragon's lower lip and then gave it some herbal medicine. Naturally, it recovered, and ever since then, it seeks out Fan whenever it is ill. One morning, the dragon carried Fan away on its back and disappeared.
"皇帝者，号曰轩辕，能效百神。昭而使之，若而能言。圣而誉之，知物之际，自以为云师，有龙行，自则吉日，与群臣辞，至于服。环藏桥山，山崩，旧空无师，唯任谢在焉。先书云：皇帝采守山之同，筑顶于金山之下，顶臣有龙垂虎染下，营地乃升天，群臣百僚悉持龙染，从地而生。攀地宫即龙染，继而宫坠，群臣不得从，即望帝悲嚎。后世以其处为鼎湖，名其功为鸟号焉。神圣渊玄，鸟哉帝皇，站立万物，冠名百王。化周六合，属通无方，甲藏桥山，超生明仓。
The Yellow Emperor, known as Huan Yang, was able to make many ghosts and spirits serve him. He was very eloquent, gifted with a silver tongue, and he had the ability to anticipate things and was attuned to the laws of nature. In the form of a dragon, he stood as the supreme commander of his people, and his magical powers allowed him to determine the date of his own death. On the day of his death, he said farewell to his subjects and was buried in Jian Mountain. As soon as he was buried, however, a landslide uncovered his casket. The unearthed casket, strangely enough, contained no corpse, only a sword and pair of shoes. Books that speak of the emperor's death note that the emperor had a huge bronze kettle casted from copper mine in the Chu Mountains. After the kettle was made, a flying dragon is said to have come to carry it. the emperor off to the heavens. When this occurred, some of the emperor's subjects apparently wanted to go along and grab onto the dragon's whiskers and the emperor's archery bow. The whiskers and bow, alas, broke away. The subjects cried and grieved because they were unable to follow their emperor. And in homage, they named the emperor's bow the crying bow, and the sight of the emperor's departure Lake Keto. Wine began to taste sour, and the shop soon failed. The news of Chu Kuo's dismissal spread all over the city, and many merchants considered marrying their daughters to him. Subsequently, he appeared and disappeared frequently for 100 years. In time, he was appointed vice premier of the Liang Dukedom. He prophesied that there would be a famine in the land after 3 years' time, and accordingly, he ordered people to plant potatoes. His prophecy came to pass, but because of his foresight, the people of Liang escaped starvation. He resigned his office after 5 years, and no one has heard of him or his whereabouts since.
Xiao Shi. Xiao Shi Zhe, Qi Mu Gong, Shi Ren Ye, Shan Chui Xiao, Neng Zhi Kong Chue, 白鹤于庭，木工有女，字弄玉，号之公。 岁以女妻焉，日娇弄玉作凤鸣，居数年吹似凤声，凤凰来指其屋，宫未作凤台，夫妇指其上，不下数年，一旦皆随凤凰飞去，故情人未作凤女词，于雍宫中时有箫声而已。箫使妙吹，凤雀舞庭，累世好合，乃习凤身，遂攀凤翼，参戏高明，女词既响，宜音载清。
消息消息 who lived during the time of Duke Mu, played the xiao, a bamboo harmonica, so well that peacocks and white cranes would come to his home to hear him play. Duke Mu had a daughter named Long Yu, who was very fond of music. Knowing of his daughter's love of xiao's playing,he arranged for her to marry him. Xiao Shi taught Long Yu to play a tune on the xiao called the Phoenix Call. And after some years of practice, Long Yu played the tune well enough to lure phoenixes to rest on the roof of her house.The Duke built a phoenix terrace for Xiao Shi and Long Yu, and after the couple installed themselves there, they would not leave the terrace for years on end. In fact, one fine morning, they flew away and disappeared with the phoenixes.Mu's people built a phoenix shrine in honor of that event, and every now and then the people would hear a haunting Xiao tune about the shrine.
Xiu Yang Gong.修阳宫者，魏人也，在华阴山上石室中有玄石，踏卧其上，石镜穿略现，不时时取黄金石之后，以道干井地，地理之，时指王底中宿碎，道不可得。有诏问修阳公能何日发雨，未弃床上化为白羊，提其夜曰：修阳公谢天子后，置石羊于灵台上，羊后复去不知所在，着以修阳掏其寒灵，枕石大华 钗如黄金，汉里虽龙，倒非所惊。应变多直，忽而隐形。
夕阳君。夕阳君was born in Wei Dukedom. He lived in a stone cave in Huayin Mountain. There was a natural stone bed in the cave, and he slept in the bed for so many years that the bed in the end conformed to the shape of his body, save for the occasional herbal lily root. He seldom ate. He wanted to offer the Emperor Shao Qin of Han the benefit of his Taoist arts, and to the end, he had an audience with the Emperor, though Xu had not demonstrated his magical powers in years. The Emperor treated him kindly and installed him in the imperial household. One day, the Emperor asked after Xu's magical powers, but before the Emperor could finish speaking, Xu transformed himself into a white stone sheep whose side was inscribed with the saying, "Apologize to the Emperor." The Emperor had a white stone sheep set on a pedestal on the observatory deck, but the sheep vanished into thin air.
Thank you.
came only to this end out of longing come. Oh, my dear of so much heart, what way there is no way. You say you'll come, more often than not, you don't. Since you say and don't, I won't expect you to come unless you say you won't. Thank you.